This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Season 5. This is Episode 3. I am Todd Wright. Thanks for joining me. It is, again, presented by Hooters. The original Hooters brand in the Tampa Bay area has been the presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast for Seasons 2, 3, 4, and again for Season 5. Until further notice, we will not be doing draft parties at our normal Hooters locations in the Tampa Bay area. This is a Hooters decision, and I am more than willing to go with it. Rather than me packing the restaurant, and our group has gotten bigger every year, they are simply encouraging all of us and all of you to get Hooters takeout when we do our fantasy drafts. I'll talk more about that going forward. Look, Hooters is open, one of my favorite Hooters locations that we have visited a lot for our fantasy football podcast purposes is the location on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Northdale Mabry, a little north of Raymond James Stadium, which if you haven't driven by over the past few days, they're starting to redo the murals on the outside of Raymond James Stadium. Tom Brady and Mike Evans are on the southwest corner. It looked like Gronk, and I forget who was next to Gronk on the northwest corner. They're changing the back of the replay/scoreboards, and Hooters is not far from there. It's a popular stop for people pre and post when they attend events at Raymond James Stadium, and there may be some limited seating available, at least in the plans initially, for Buccaneer home games. But my thanks to Hooters and the original Hooters brand with double-digit locations throughout the Tampa Bay area. Tony Metzler, who manages the John's Pass location, plays every year in one of our podcast leagues. So keep Hooters in mind for takeout purposes for your fantasy football drafts coming up in the next 5 to 6 weeks. That's about the time window we have. And at which time Hooters feels comfortable saying to me, hey, if you want to start bringing some of your podcast listeners and podcast fantasy players into the restaurant, remember we did the regular season finale, Week 13 Monday night game in there last year, we will certainly find an excuse to come to Hooters. And for those of you around the state of Florida, around the United States, and around the world, often the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is downloaded in many different countries. Probably a number of you are of serving in our military and playing fantasy football. I appreciate what you do, and I appreciate that you're playing fantasy football and listening to me for perhaps some information and some guidance along the way. Wherever your nearest Hooters location is, keep them in mind for dine-in, for takeout, and third-party delivery. Thanks to Hooters for their sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. The email for that I've been responding to virtually every email that follows the rules for the last 3 years is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. I haven't checked it since we started this because there's really no urgency at this point, but I'll start looking at it in the next week or so. I don't imagine many of you are rushing to do your fantasy football drafts just yet, especially based on something we're going to talk about today. But the email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. My social media, which basically promotes a lot of what I do with the podcasts, some television appearances, appearances on the Vegas Stats and Information Network with Gil Alexander of A Numbers Game that we'll do again this season, and various other things that I do on a voluntary basis, in addition to hosting Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. I'm on Instagram at ToddWright2020, Twitter is also at ToddWright2020, and Facebook, it's just a personal page. I get all the need, all the use I want out of one page under my name. I'm Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, if you want to send me a friend request. So let's talk about no preseason games and what that means in terms of your evaluation of what you're going to do for fantasy football. I think the impact is small. It's not irrelevant, but it's small. I was thinking about this the last couple of days, and I would imagine that most of the successful fantasy football owners do not put very much stock in what happens in preseason games. I can only speak from my own experience that the only things that I have taken out of any preseason action, and we all know the week three of preseason is when we normally see the ones, use a college term, for the first half. There's some planning that goes into it. It leaves 2 weeks to get ready for the season opener. We won't even have that. So just in that week three game, we might be looking to see if a new quarterback or a new receiving option seem to have good chemistry early. And we might view that as a sign of things to come. Not going overboard, but we can see some things there. Perhaps the workload of if there's a running back by committee situation, which there are in many teams, for many teams in the NFL, that week three game may tell us a little something on at least what the coaches are thinking, and then the performance of those running backs in those situations. That first half of that week three game can mean something. It seems to have meant less and less in recent years. Games one and two have meant exponentially less, especially last year. Game four is basically a last chance for guys to make the roster, and it has virtually no impact on fantasy whatsoever. I think the lack of preseason games is actually going to help those of you who wouldn't listen to a podcast like mine, the owners in your leagues that throw darts way too early in drafts, don't do enough homework, or they do the wrong type of homework. And the wrong type of homework would be, say, drafting a wide receiver who finishes a week two preseason game with 7 catches for 122 yards and 2 touchdowns, and it might not mean anything. It might just mean he had a big second half with a second or a third string quarterback who is not going to play, and he's on a team that already has plenty of wide receivers and still might get cut. He might have just been going up against a real bad secondary. And the team's like, yeah, you know, he played well that day, but we still don't think this translates. He's not in our plans going forward. So, same could apply to a running back who goes off for like 155 yards. But you have to consider the environment that he's playing in a week one, a week two preseason game, a week four preseason game, if people are waiting till Labor Day weekend to do their drafting. So I think eliminating all of these preseason games protects the ineffective owner more than anything else. They have less false data to distract them from making a chalk selection or choosing from the right subset of players at a particular position. Those are those are a few of the observations, and I'll add one more, keeping this podcast brief. Trust me, I'm trying. The good part here is the lack of the preseason injury. Whether you are in a dynasty league or you do what I choose to do, which is hit the reset button every year, start fresh. Preseason injuries just suck. There's nothing good about them for anyone involved. It's a human being getting injured. It hurts him. It hurts his team. It hurts fantasy football. There's nothing good about it. So the fact that no player can get injured in a preseason game, can they get injured in camp? Yeah. But they can't get injured in a preseason game. That's a good thing. So if you have a holdover player that you gave you a great year last year, helped get you to the playoffs, might have helped, you know, win you a championship, win you a division, that player can't go down now in a preseason game. Also, if you choose to use an earlier month, let's say you do your draft, I don't know why you would do this, before the week three preseason games where the ones are going to play a bit, and you draft, I mean, I had it happen in one of my podcast leagues that we did a few years. No, it happened in my personal league, and we had a player go down in the preseason, and that was it. And it was, I believe, probably his third round draft picks. It was a wide receiver that went down. You know, after a lot of time here, I know people praise me for my memory, but I am getting older, and there's a larger amount of stuff over these 5 years on the Fantasy Football Podcast. But that takes that element away. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have an injured player that disappoints you, disappoints his team, the fans of his team, etc. It's going to happen. It can happen in the workout room. It can happen a non-contact injury on the practice field. It could be a very modest contact injury on the practice field. Let's hope it's not anything COVID-19 related. It could be something off the field that's unfortunate, maybe preventative. But it's not going to happen in a preseason game because they do not exist. And, you know, I've done the podcasts about not so bad things in sports for 2020. Getting rid of the preseason games is another one. They are difficult to watch. The reasoning to get rid of them, I'm sure, scares a lot of you, as it scares me, that the NFL doesn't want, they're trying to minimize as many things that could go wrong, especially with what has happened in Major League Baseball, because football's model is very much like Major League Baseball's model. Unlike the NBA and the NHL and the MLS's back tournament, and not that I find it entertaining, but my friend Holly Rowe works the games, the WNBA, those are all bubble situations. And they seem to be working. Baseball has an issue with a couple of teams already and an outbreak within a team and a clubhouse and a stadium. And there's not enough time to make those games up. So they'll have to figure this out on the fly. The NFL will be in a similar situation. They will have teams all operating out of their own facilities, playing in their everyday stadiums and traveling to and from home, and traveling on the road as a group to play road games. So you can expect there's going to be some issues. There's even been talk about quarantining a backup quarterback, that instead of the backup quarterback even getting any reps, that he would be isolated almost in his own bubble with the game plan, the game film, doing Zoom meetings with Zoom meetings only in case the number one guy on the team suddenly is affected by COVID-19 and they know at least the backup is available. That was talked about, I don't know, a few weeks ago, just because of the need. Look, anytime a team loses their starting quarterback, it's a step down. But if your backup isn't available either, now you're essentially starting a guy who's supposed to only carry a clipboard and run the scout team. And that would be very damaging to a team. So again, I just wanted to do this fantasy football podcast based on the pros and cons of no preseason games. I think it's a good thing overall. I don't think anyone had much use for the preseason games. Perhaps it will stick going forward when this is all over, or maybe they'll just do one or two. That's fine. From a fantasy football standpoint, I think it protects the bad owners in your league from making as many excusable selections early in the draft. Again, my email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Social media is at toddwright2020 on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. I thank Hooters for their support of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and we'll talk to you next time.